Nolte, Kamala Harris's political favorability keeps falling. By John Nolte on September 23, 2025. Former DEI hire Vice President Kamala Harris has never been popular. She's too stupid to be popular. 10 months after losing the 2024 presidential election, she is somehow even more unpopular. The best part is that the woman who never worked at McDonald's is much more unpopular today than she was after losing the election. And her unpopularity is growing among Americans, independents, Democrats, and even those in her home state of California. Back in October of 2024, Kamala's net favorability rating was -5, which isn't terrible in these partisan times. That means her unfavorable rating was only 5 points higher than her favorable rating. Today, per a Fox News poll, her net unfavorability rating is -13. In this same poll, Kamala is -37, not a typo, with independent voters. That's a catastrophe, and as I will explain below, it is not one she can overcome. So, how is Word Salad Kami doing with Democrats, you ask? Not good. Not good. In April, Kamala led the potential 2028 Democrat presidential field by a wide margin over failed California Governor Gavin Newsom, 28% to 8%. Today, Newsom is up 2 points, 21% to 19%. That's an astonishing 22-point swing against her. So how is Little Miss Never a Borders are doing among her own in the failed state of California, you ask? They must still love their home girl, right? Yeah, not so much. Only 42% of Golden Staters said they are excited for another brat summer starring Kamala. Stick a fork in Kamala. She's done, and here's why. If Kamala Harris has proven anything over the last 5 or 6 years she's spent in the spotlight, it is this: she cannot improve. Months and months in the 2020 presidential election primary spotlight as both the candidate and Joe Biden's DEI hire. 4 years as vice president. Almost 4 months running for president with, and this is important, $1.5 billion in campaign cash, untold billions of dollars of in-kind contributions from the regime media, all of Hollywood, and all of academia on her side, and she still lost everything. And over all those years, all those trials, and today, while on her book tour, she has never improved as a communicator or grown as a candidate. We've watched Donald Trump grow. We've seen Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, and Kristi Noem bloom in the national spotlight. Not Kamala. Kamala is literally stuck on stupid. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.